Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, it's our weekly preview of the Major League Baseball season. We've been doing this where we break down a division every week with Chris Wick from Yahoo Sports Big League Stew. And now we've got the American League West with the emergence of the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers and, of course, Mike Trout out in Anaheim. What do we make of this division? Chris Wick joins us, Yahoo Sports Big League Stew. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. The AL West should be pretty interesting, especially at the top, so I'm looking forward to getting into it.
Let's get to the kind of the nooks and crannies of this division from a standpoint of who is in contention. Is it a three-team race? Is it a two-and-a-half-team race? Or depending on what Anaheim does, how do you see it laying out?
Yeah, I guess I'm leaning more towards a two-and-a-half-team race at this point. I would say Houston is probably the class of the division for a number of reasons. We saw what they did last year. They still have a really young core. I'm a big fan of what Texas has done. I like the team they've put together. And then that half is kind of dependent on who you like more between the Mariners and the Angels. I think, you know, both teams, I can see a scenario where either team contends, and I could also see a scenario where they both end up around 70 wins and they're awful. So I'm not really sure what to make of that. And then at the bottom, I can't buy into the Athletics at this time.
Let's talk about the Astros. If there is any concern about the Astros, where would it lie going into 2016?
I think there is concern definitely in the back end of the rotation. So Lance McCullers Jr. is already a little dinged. He's got shoulder issues, and he's not going to start the season with the club. He'll start on the DL. And I think you start to look at the middle to the back end of the rotation. So you have Mike Fiers, you have Doug Fister, you have Scott Feldman. All of those guys pretty questionable as starters. Fiers he obviously threw the no-hitter after coming over to the Astros, but prior to that, he was struggling to even stay in the Brewers' rotation. Fister is another guy who's coming off a real poor season with the Nationals. He saw his fastball velocity decline again. His strikeout rate was way down. It's possible that he could bounce back if he's healthy, but it's definitely a concern. You could look at the lineup and say this team is going to strike out a lot, but you know what? They did that last year, and it really didn't hold them back. So I think, aside from Keuchel and Colin McHugh, the rotation is the big concern on my end.
When you see a team that's built and has a lot of star power and good pop at the plate and all of that, there are teams that we'll talk about that say, look, they're just too talented not to win the division. Is Houston in that category, or is it kind of built with some wobbly framework?
You know, I guess I'm not sure what to make of it. In the last couple of weeks, the Rangers have really jumped up, in my opinion. I'm starting to look at them as a big-time threat to Houston. But before that, I was really looking at Houston as one of the top three teams in the American League. So I feel like, you know, the playoffs, I think it's pretty safe to say the playoffs are likely for this club. Obviously, things can happen, especially when you're depending on all these young guys and you're hoping guys stay healthy. And I know George Springer and Carlos Gomez, you know, two guys who had injury issues last year. But I think I just look at that the lineup, especially at the top, and there's just a lot of talent there.
Let's go to the Rangers, and we talked about this a couple of times with a couple of teams in terms of health. This is a team that's got some good bats in the lineup, but it's also some 30-year-old bats in the lineup. How important is health going to be to Texas in their success?
Well, see, the thing I like most about Texas is I think they have a fair amount of depth. So, you know, you can look at the Ian Desmond signing and be a little skeptical about that. He's coming off a really bad year, and he's playing a totally different position. But if he fails in left field, they have a lot of internal options to replace him. Joey Gallo has played some left field. He was a big-time prospect coming into last year. They still have Josh Hamilton, who's currently injured. And then in the minors, they have Lewis Brinson and Nomar Mazara, two guys who are really close to being major league ready, who could take that spot. And that also, you know, that extends to the infield, too. If Elvis Andrus gets hurt or Rougned Odor gets hurt, you can shift Desmond to those spots where he's definitely comfortable. So I feel like, you know, you can look at some of the guys, the older guys in the lineup, Shin-Soo Choo, Adrian Beltre, and have some concerns about injuries, but I feel like the Rangers are really well equipped to deal with those, and so it's less of an issue for me.
All right, we know that the LA Angels have Mike Trout, but what else? Is there anything else to be excited about in Los Angeles?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I've been, when doing team previews, especially with the Angels, I think you and I probably come to the same conclusion where I look at the team and you see Mike Trout and you just expect the team with Mike Trout to have more than this. And it's just, they haven't surrounded him with a lot of talent. I mean, Cole Calhoun, he could be a decent number three type guy on the team behind Trout and Pujols, provided Pujols is fully healthy, and he's been playing this spring, so that's obviously a good thing. But yeah, this, just the surrounding parts in the lineup, and then even in the rotation, things are a little unclear. So this is a difficult team for me to really look at the entire roster and really love, just based on the lack of depth.
I like Andrelton Simmons. Can we go like halves on that?
We can take his defensive contribution. I would definitely take that. Offensively, okay. I don't expect much.
That's right. That's why I was like halves. It's like you get a little bit of Andrelton Simmons, and then you get some other stuff that's not so great. Are you bullish on Seattle?
It depends for me. I see the pieces they have, and I think Jerry Dipoto did a really good job bringing in a lot of guys who aren't star caliber but can make a difference. They're maybe underrated guys. I'm thinking, Nori Aoki, Adam Lind. I think for me, it's a question of how new manager Scott Servais deals with this team. We haven't seen him before, obviously, but I kind of felt this way about the Mariners last season. They had really nice pieces, but the certain players needed to be platooned, and you weren't sure that Lloyd McClendon was going to do that. He didn't. The team struggled. I think Servais is more in tune with the numbers. I think maybe he'll be more willing to play matchups than McClendon was. And so that's the part of me that gets optimistic about this team. That said, I still think they're a clear third in the division at this time, so he would have to make some guys play a little above what we would expect in order for them to be contenders, at least in my mind.
Is the bullpen a little bit better? It was a problem for them last year. Is it a little bit better this year?
I guess. I look at the pen, and, Joaquin Benoit is a guy I've always enjoyed. He's the type of guy who doesn't get a ton of credit because he's rarely been a closer, but he's been a phenomenal setup man over his career. They're really depending on Steve Cishek to bounce back. He struggled a bit last season, and they traded away Carson Smith, who had developed into a pretty exceptional reliever. So I have some concerns there. I know they've made an effort to really improve the pen. I think a lot of it relies on whether they can get Cishek back to his normal numbers.
Chris Swick joins us, Yahoo Sports, Big League Stew on the AL West as we preview the divisions leading up to opening day. Let's get to the A's. Not much is expected. Do you think, though, that Sonny Gray could be on the move?
I would think that they would have to consider it if the team gets off to a bad start again. It's hard for me to really dissect the moves they've made this offseason because it seems like coming off such a bad year, they mostly, made additions to their roster. Rich Hill was brought in, Ryan Madsen. And those are moves you typically expect a team that thinks it's going to contend to make. So I'm a little puzzled by that. That said, if they get off to a bad start, Gray is really the one big piece where you could restock the entire farm system. And so I just kind of feel like things are going poorly again. You have to put him out there and see if you can just reload and kind of admit that this team probably won't contend for a couple years.
At least it's always interesting with Billy being there. I appreciate it. Chris Swick, as always, great talking to you, my friend.
Anytime you need me.
All right, 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. Coming up, Adam and I will give our thoughts on the American League West. Your thoughts on Jerry Jones as well. Is he crazy to say it's absurd to link football and CTE? 800-777-2907, Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.